safely in his bosom gather, nestling bird nor star in heaven, such a refuge here was given.
But his own dove, tend and nourish, in his holy courts they flourish. From all evil things he spares them, in his mighty arms he bears them.
Though he giveth or he taketh, God his children ne'er forsaketh, is the loving purpose solely to preserve them pure and holy.
This is John Thrasher, and you're listening to Morning Devotions for the next 30 minutes. I love that song that speaks of the security that we have in Jesus Christ our Lord. More secure is no one ever than the loved ones of the Savior. Not yon star on high abiding, nor the bird in home nest hiding. God his own doth tend and nourish, in his holy courts they flourish. Like a father kind he spares them, in his loving arms he bears them. Neither life nor death can ever from the Lord his children sever, for his love and deep compassion comforts them in tribulation. Little flock, to joy then yield thee. Jacob's God will ever shield thee. Rest secure with this defender. At his will all foes surrender. What he takes or what he gives us shows the Father's love so precious. We may trust his purpose wholly. 'Tis his children's welfare solely. You know, the amount of your peace that you have from God depends a whole lot on how much you believe this. As the Apostle Paul said in the book of Romans, chapter 15, "Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost." For your heart and my heart and our minds to be filled with all joy and peace in believing, it depends how much we're willing to believe these things and to embrace them and call them our own. Just like what I just read to you, what he takes or what he gives us shows the Father's love so precious. We may trust his purpose wholly. 'Tis his children's welfare solely. Now, we don't have any trouble believing that what God gives us shows his Father's love so precious, but we do have trouble believing that in what he takes from us shows the Father's love so precious. And to really believe that it is his children's welfare solely. But Job was able to do that. When he fell down and worshiped God after he received all the bad news, and he said, "The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." Jonah was not able to do that. He was very thankful for the gourd that God prepared for him to bring shade in the heat and the sun. But when God also prepared the worm that destroyed that shade, he was not happy about it. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If you know that Christ Jesus lives in your heart, if you know that your sins are forgiven, your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and you have the witness of the Holy Spirit in your deepest heart that you belong to God, then you have nothing to worry about. What the Lord gives or what the Lord takes away, you can look up to heaven in faith believing and say, the Lord doeth all things well. It is my Father's good pleasure to give me the kingdom, or it is his good pleasure, for reasons I don't understand, to remove things, to take things from my life. Lord, in all these things I shall give thee praise, and I shall declare, he doeth all things well. Sometimes you can come across one single verse of scripture that in that one single verse, it just breathes security and assurance and strength and how that you don't have to worry about anything. If this verse is true, and I sure believe with all my heart that it is, and the one I'm referring to right now is in Jeremiah 31, verse 3. If you don't have this one underlined in your Bible, you need to do it. Jeremiah, chapter 31, verse 3. The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. I can think of no verse in all the Bible better than that. In the face of all confusion, in the face of the mysteries of God's providence, in times when you don't know what is happening and what is going on in your life, you know that you love Jesus. You know that you are endeavoring to put Him first in your life and to walk in His ways, and you don't understand all the bad stuff that happens to you. Read this verse. Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Someday God will explain to you all the riddles and the mysteries of life. It is up to us right now to walk by faith. Keep our hand in God's hand. Trust Him. Never accuse Him of unfairness. But to be always able to say, He doeth all things well. He doeth all things well. And read that verse again. Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. One of these days, all the storms of life are going to be over, and it will be perfect peace and blessed quietness. That day is not now. We have measures of peace. We pray through on things. We endeavor to be everything God wants us to be. We have a lot of shortcomings, a lot of failings, and those peaceful waters are disturbed quite often. But that's okay. Just keep pressing on, doing God's will. Love Him with all your heart. If you falter and fail, get up, brush the dust off. Repent of your sins. Turn your heart towards God as you have never done before. Let the Lord renew your strength and encourage your heart. And know this, He has loved you with an everlasting love. And keep believing that. Keep knowing that. And then one of these days, all those storms are going to be over. Praise the Lord.
In the dark of the midnight, have I oft hidden my face, while the storm howls above me, and there's no hiding place. Amid the crash of the thunder, precious Lord, hear my cry. Keep me safe till the storm passes by.
Till the storm passes over, till the thunder sounds no more.
Let me stay.
moves in a mysterious way his wonders to perform. He plants his footsteps in the sea and rides upon the storm. Deep in unfathomable mines of never-failing skill, he treasures up his bright designs and works his sovereign will. Ye fearful saints, fresh courage take. The clouds ye so much dread are big with mercy and shall break in blessings on your head. Judge not the Lord by feeble sense, but trust him for his grace. Behind a frowning providence, he hides a smiling face. His purposes will ripen fast, unfolding every hour. The bud may have a bitter taste, but sweet will be the flower. Blind unbelief is sure to err and scan his work in vain. God is his own interpreter, and he will make it plain. Those wonderful words were penned by William Cowper, and some of them are so familiar that many people think it's in the Bible. But it's not a verse of scripture. It's just an old hymn. But it is based on many scriptures. God moves in a mysterious way his wonders to perform. He plants his footsteps in the sea and rides upon the storm. And there are many verses of scripture that tell us exactly that. No, we don't understand. And I disagree with people who seem to get across the idea that they got all the answers to all the purposes of God. Well, I sure don't. And there are many things that are mysterious this side of heaven, but someday we shall understand. It is meant for us right now to walk by faith. Right now we have enough light shed upon our pathway to know the next step to take. And many times we don't know any more than that, than just the next step. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. We'll know the next step. We may not be able to see a whole mile down the road, but we'll know God's will and what he wants us to do the next minute. So walk in the light as he is in the light. Do what you know God wants you to do right now, this moment. And then you, being in the way, the Lord will lead you and guide you. And the Bible tells us repeatedly, don't worry about anything. And alas, we do. Do you think we will ever learn? Do you think we'll ever be able to embrace the promises of God? The one who says, I am that I am. The one who says that all of his promises are yea and amen through Jesus Christ our Lord. And to stop all our fretting and being shook up all the time and upset, will we ever learn to just rest in the Lord? Don't you know that God makes the rose an object of his care? He guides the eagle through the pathless air, and surely he remembers you and me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. I know my heavenly Father watches over you and me. So why worry and fret like we do so much of the time? Can't we just commit ourselves into his hands? Doesn't the Bible tell us to do that? In all thy ways acknowledge him. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. I think I just want to pray for you right now. And as I pray for you, you pray for me. Lord, our wonderful Lord and Savior, we reaffirm the fact that your eye is not just on the sparrow, but it's upon us. You know everything about us, and You know our successes and our failures, our strengths and our weaknesses, our good days and our bad ones. We're just going to commit it all to you, God. Help us to quit all of our worrying and fretting and being anxious about so many things, and just begin to rest in the Lord and trust our God and know that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And all of this faith and all of this believing, help us to know that it is all based upon the faithfulness of God. And so this morning, we want to reaffirm the faithfulness of God. Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be. All these things we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our wonderful Lord. Amen. Amen. Behold, a king shall reign in righteousness, and princes shall rule in justice. And a man shall be like an hiding place from the wind, and a covert from the tempest. Like rivers of water in a dry place, like the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. How many times have I read these verses, and they are still so fresh and up to date, beautiful reminders that Jesus is our hiding place. That's not some cop-out. That's not a statement from a weakling. That's a statement from someone who is wise and smart. Yeah, you can say, oh, I'm really big stuff. I'm a he-man. I don't need to lean on anybody. I don't need a hiding place. And go ahead and stand out there in the storm where the lightning bolts are hitting nearby. And just stand out there in the open and say, I don't need any hiding place. That's not courage. That's foolishness. And when the enemy assails, and our accuser, the devil, walks about seeking whom he may devour, I thank God we have a refuge. We have a hiding place. And when the lightning bolts are striking all around, we don't have to stand out there like we're just some macho fellow saying, I don't need God. I don't need a hiding place. I don't need a refuge. Oh, yes, you do. And so do I. And the Lord Jesus is that hiding place. I have for years and years been a lover of Fanny Crosby's hymns, and this is one of my favorites. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of his love, and covers me there with his hand, and covers me there with his hand. Jesus is our hiding place. Get in him. Let him be your refuge. Those aren't empty words either. They're for real. The Lord is our hiding place and our refuge. Praise God. My time is about gone. This is John Thrasher. Thanks for listening to Morning Devotions during the past half hour. I hope you have a good day. Keep your hand in God's hand. Love him with all your heart. Let Jesus be your hiding place. You'll make it. You'll make it. God bless you.